Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Lili Nishmas, Rabbeinu Moreinenu, Rabbi Yehuda Levi ben Rabbi Tzalel, Amaral Miprag, Shusa Togen Aleinu, Yaakol Yisrael Amen, Shenivasha V'nivasha B'tshuas Olamim, L'shnas Lulav Yeshua. Today, the 18th of Elul, was the Yortzeit of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya. We've been zoiche to have many shiurim mitoiras Rabbeinu. Amazing. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. And we should be zoiche to have many more. So we'll learn a little bit of his Torah. Lili Nishmaso, and related to Parshas Kisavo. Oru makle oviv v'imoy. Ve'amar kol ha'am. Amen. There's an Ur in the Torah. If someone curses, Chmana Litzlan, if somebody curses his mother, or his father, and the people said amen to that, when this klala was stated. So the Torah was machmir very much in the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em. It's the fifth commandment. And here we have an amar makla avi v'imo. Rashi says, mizalzel, one who is disgraceful to his parents. Lashon v'nikla achicha makla lashon nikla. Kal. He relates to them in a cheap way. In a disrespectful way, in a disgraceful way. Now, the schar of kibud av ve'em is the man yarichon yamecha v'man yitav lach. Chazal say the man yarichon yamecha b'olam shekulo aruch, l'man yitav lach b'olam shekulo toiv. So why is it dafka here that we have the Torah tells you you're going to get long life? You usually don't have that by most mitzvahs. And most mitzvahs, you don't usually have the promise of long life. Why by kibud av ve'em do we find it? Explains the Maharal that by shiluach hakem we also find long life promise. So why dafka these two mitzvahs? Says Rabbeinu, "Uve mitzvah zos k'siv l'man yarichun yamecha l'man yitavlach." Who dovek betoiv? Lachen kasher nimsa oilam in Hashem Yisbarach. Amar b'chol echad ki toiv. V'hayader hu ra. U'me'achar shu dovek b'kiyum ha-metzius shu toiv. Roi loy ha-metzius shu arichus yomim. V'gam roi loy ha-tov. Ki ha-metzius hu toiv. Kamo she'amarnu. L'kach ne'amar l'mayin yitav lach v'rach diyamim b'shvil zeh. Says Rabbeinu, that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, it's fitting for sending away the mother bird and not taking the mother together with the child bird. Because if you take the mother, you send away the mother bird and you don't take the mother bird, so this is Kiyum Yishuv HaOlam. This allows for the existence of the world, for the settlement of the world. How does it allow for the settlement of the world? Because one is not destroying the nest completely, because he's leaving a mother. The mother is not going to be taken. The mother is not going to be eaten for dinner. So that's kiyum yishuv ha'olam. So the mitzius, this is the yesod of the Maharal. The mitzius is good. Reality is good. We like mitzius. Where do you see that? You see that at Briyas HaOlam, because after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it said, "Vayar Elokim es kol asher azah ki tov." So after the creation of Metzias, when Hashem sees Metzias, He says ki tov. Heyader is ra. A lack of Metzius is ra. Metzius is tov, is good. The Metzius that Hashem created is good. Bereishis Aleph Dalet. Bracious Aleph Yud, Bracious Aleph Yud Beis, Bracious Aleph Yud Chaz, Bracious Aleph Chof Aleph, Bracious Aleph Chofei, Bracious Aleph Lam and Aleph. So you see that this is good. The Mitzius is good. A lack of Mitzius is not good. Header is Ra. Header is a lacking. And that's evil. This is a common theme in the writings of Moreno Rabbeinu. Like he writes, Perek Lamed, this is the Sefer HaTiferes, in the 41st chapter, Rabbeinu writes, earlier on, in chapter 35, Ki milas toiv ne'emar ala metzius, shu metzius roi v'toiv, v'lekach tinsa v'chol ma'isad reishas b'chol yom v'yar ki toiv, v'amar ki ha'metzius hu roi v'toiv. Reality is good. The first Luchos, because of their Maila, their great Madrega, it isn't Roi that they should be according to the Metzius of this world. Therefore, it doesn't say good. As we see in the famous Gemara, in Bava Kame, and Dafnun Hamad Aleph. In the Gurari in Shmos, Perak Dalados Aleph writes, Hatoiva Hiya Metzius. Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, Oistes. Rabbeinu writes, Ki Hashem Yizborach, Shabora Sa'olam Baroi B'toiv. Deitzo Kol Echad Ne'emar Ki Toiv. V'kasher Noite Al Aran Yotze Min HaMetzius Min Metzius Ha'olam. Sh'HaMetzius Hu Toiv. V'Herder Hu Ra. L'kach HaNoite Al Ara, Noite Al Herder Shu Ra. So reality is good. There's a beautiful shtickle in the Torah of Moran HaRav, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Brach O'Yisov V'Kedoshoy, Rav Kook Zatzal, that he writes that why should one be happy? Because reality is happy. The essence of reality is happy. So it is not, he says, it's very bad. It's a very big mistake for people to make their happiness dependent on external circumstances. We have to be happy no matter what. Because the Metzius is good. Heyader is ra, a lack of mitzvahs. What's Gehenna according to Rabbeinu? Heyader, b'diyuk. Umeachashu dovek b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs shu tov, roi loy ha-mitzvahs shu arichus yomim. Since he's dovek in the mitzvahs, which is good, so he deserves reality, mitzvahs, which is a long life, a life in the eternal world. וגם רואה לו היה טוב, כי המציאס הוא טוב, כמו שאמרנו. כך נאמר למען יתב לך ורחת יום בשביל זה. So it says, he deserves טוב, and he deserves אריכוס יומים. למען יתב לך ורחת יומים. So that's Shiluach HaKein. And then, Gam Bishvil Zeh, Nizkor Laman Yerichon Yamecha, Eitzel Kibur Aveim, Shem Chavid Ove Aim, Asher HaMasibu LaMetzias, Lekach Roi LaMetzias Gam Kein, Shu Arichus Yomim. We spoke about this at length in our Shiurim on the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim. Whoa. We had a tremendous arichos based on the Torah of Reino Varabenu, Moray Neno Agoin Reb David Tzal, about how the makor of the chiv of them is the mitzius that your parents gave you. We spoke about that at length. It sounds like a self-understood idea, but you can listen to those shiurim that have been recorded, Baruch Hashem. So your parents gave you mitzias, they gave you reality, and you honor them, so you deserve arichus yamin. Well, b'nei ki mitzias hu tov, because reality is good. So you're also izochet tov. That's why it says, v'kibur aveim. L'man yarichun yamecho, l'man yitav loch. Yizochet tov. By Shiluach HaKein, it says, V'man yitav loch v'rach t'yamim. By Kibur Aveim it says, V'man yarichun yamecho, l'man yitav loch. So you get this long life, and you get good, you get mitzius. Reality is good. A lack of reality is no good. Like we see by Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem kept saying when he created things, ki tov. V'teida ki elu beiz mitzvus ki b'ra v'eim v'shiluach ha-kein. Ha-mechavir ha-veim v'dovik v'dovik v'shim ha-mitzvus ki ha-veim v'mitzvus ha-mitzvus. V'mishle ha-chein dovik v'kiyum ha-mitzvus she'en no-te-leim al-abonim. In both cases, you're dovik ha-mitzvus, you're clinging to reality, because you're honoring your parents who gave you existence, and you're not taking the mother, so you're allowing her to continue and make a new nest. You're not destroying the nest. Otherwise, it would be a destruction of the nest. And that's why the reward is mitzius. We parakam the kedushin by minay, but my ravula at heichon kibur aveim. I'm not sure myself. I'm yechad lavi v'ashkelon v'dam b'menasina shemoi. Pamach v'shacham v'pad the chishim v'yavoyim v'teremunach tachas v'shalat shalavi v'lot tziaro. I'm Rav Yudam Roshmuel. Shalos Rav Lezer heichon kibur aveim. I'm not sure myself. Yechad v'ashkelon v'dam b'menasina shemoi. Pamach v'shacham v'avon lef v'chishim v'yavoyim v'kana masim v'shmoni v'yavoschar v'teremunach tachas v'shalat shalavi v'lot tziaro. So you know how far Kibbut Aveim goes? You see this guy, this Dama Ben Asina, could have made a tremendous amount of money. The rabbis wanted to buy from him. According to one first story is Pragmatia, a business deal for 600,000 whatever. Lots and lots of money. 600,000 riboy, dinori zov, a lot of money. But the problem was is that the key was under his father's pillow, and he didn't want to wake up his father. And then another story, the rabbis wanted a vanim for the ephod. Also, big money, 600,000, 800,000, whatever it was, a lot of money. And again, he didn't want to wake up his father. And what was the schar paraduma? And the rabbis came to him, and he said, I know, Shani, if I ask all the money in the world, you'll give it to me. But you know what? I only want the money that I lost, which will cover the Abba. In other words, for the Paraduma. I know you'll give me all the money in the world. I guess they went for the other things, they went elsewhere. But here, where else are you going to find a Paraduma, right? So he said, but I only want the money I lost for cover the Abba. And the rabbis heard this. They said, if someone was not commanded, acts like this. Imagine someone who's commanded. Rav Chanina says one who's commanded is greater than somebody who's not commanded. And Rav Dimis tells a story that one time he was loved with Sirukon Shel Zav, Vayoshim Gadolei Romi Bas Imo Vakarmi Man over Tibcha Rosh. His mother started. He's wearing this golden garment, and his mother comes. She rips it off him. She hits him on the head. She spits in his face. She takes her shoe and her benofal kordaxin shela. What's her kordaxin? Right? It's in the Aruch it says it's a type of shoe. So her shoe falls. He picks it up and he gives it to her. Biurinian ze acham mele bol avad kamatzeichem machay mitzvos. It's mamish mitzvah sichlis. You chop it on your own, and therefore it's taught to us via goy. Can you imagine? You have an article in Mishpacha. Instead of an article, they put an article about tzaddikim. You have an article about a goy, how much he was mechabit his parents. People write letters to the editor. What, you can't find any Jew who's mekayim this mitzvah? You have to start telling us stories about Gentiles. The answer is Eino Chinami. The Gemara tells us stories about the Gentile. Why? Because it's a mitzvah sichlis. It's a mitzvah that you have to chap on your own. You have to understand on your own how important this mitzvah is. And therefore, even this Gentile is mekayim the mitzvah. Because he understands it both in sichli, not because he heard shiur on it. Even though, just another shout out, if I may, for the Shiurim on Kibud Avim in our Hilchos Mamrim series. They're very chaviv to me. So that's why they gave it to him, because he's a guy and he understands on his seichel. V'amru kipa machas b'kishachom v'pamakti shishim riboy v'yadua ki yashur v'mispur yoyser rabu shishim riboy ki mispur zehu zichro b'chol mokom ala flog. That's what's shishim ribo. 60 ten thousands. So that's a mispar mufla like we have in the Gemara in Gittin 57a. Shishim riboy yaros yanei amelech had b'har amelech b'choros nizayin. That's like a lashon mufleges, showing a lot. And then elsewhere he explains why, he says. We don't know where that is, but in the Sefer Netzach he talks about why 60 is so important. Anyway, v'inei asecha gozer kibur aveim, sh'afi magia lo bitul masa matan, yoyser godo ba'flag in levatul. Even if you're going to lose a lot of money, don't worry about it. Kibur aveim is more important. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Balavar ki asechel gozer shafim balol hefzid gadol adei kiyum amitzvah leibat lenu. Kimashim mevakshim pragmati b'shishim ribo in ze bitul schar. Rak shehu masa umatan gadol. Avalena revach shishim ribo. Lakach amal ki yoyse mize mechai basechel afim yavo hefzid gadol bat shishim ribo. Shehu hefzid a yoyse gadol kumo shemarim. Ki avanim shem tzorech haifoid aderech laalus b'neim yoyse mne tzorech lam harbe. Vaya schar b'em shishim ribo. Vaya rotzi letzar is oviv. So Kedarka the Maral goes through the Gemara. He says, look, what's just to say Pshat in the Gemara. I think it was the Kotzker who said that if you learn Maral, he teaches you how to be a Lamdin. Mamish, learn how to learn. You learn how to think, learn how to organize. So the rabbis asked for a pragmati of some business deals. Shishim Ribo, he didn't wake up his father. And Rehudam Shmuel said, no, they wanted Avanim Leifa. So what's the difference between these two stories? So in the first story, he's not earning Shishim Ribo. The whole deal would be Shishim Ribo. But the Revach would be less. His earnings would be less, even before taxes. And therefore he said, Seichel's machayev even more. Even if your mom is going to lose 600,000. In other words, in the second story, the 600,000 is the 600,000 was not what he was actually getting. That wasn't going to be his earnings. In the second story, 60,000 would be his earnings. And yet he was willing to forego it. So paradum is a chok, which we don't understand. Kibud Avim is seichel, which we do understand, and they go together. And then he refers here to a Kabbalistic concept that Chok and Mishpat go together. Kayadu ala hakimin. Like those who know Kabbalah know that he's talking about Chachma and Bina. Chok is Shaykh to Chachma. Mishpat is Shaykh to Bina. And they come from the same place in the Zohar. Okay, so these are, that's already beyond me. But it's, Dabar Yadua, that Kol Divrei HaMaharal and Divrei Kabbalah. And, but he speaks in the language of Nigla. And the other opinion that it was Shmonim Ribo Schar, and that's because the it's for the Eifod, which is Big Day Kohen, and there's Shmonim Begadim. So that's why it's Shmonim. So in other words, according to one opinion, it's telling us that Flaga, Shishim Ribo, a lot, Ribui B'Yoser, and the other opinion says Shmonim Ribo, 80, 10,000, so that's Mesiachis Leifo, because of the 8. And then Rav Dimi comes and says, listen, you might think that Kibbut Aveim is Chashu of Seder, but I could take Kach, even if they're Mevayish you, even if they disgrace you. And the answer is yes. And that's the Raya from this guy, that he understood that. But even though his mother was causing such Bezyonis, and mistreating him, and abusing him, physically and verbally abusing him. And yet, she dressed something drop and he picked it up for her. And we find by Esav, that Esav was very Zohir, like we have in the Medrash, Shimon Gamliel, Koyamai Isi Meshamish is Avi. And I wasn't Meshamish him Echod Mimea Shishimish Esav Arosha. I would serve my father in unclean clothes. And then when I go to the street, I'd walk outside in clean clothing. And Esav HaRosha would be Meshamish's father, Big Day Malchus. And Rabbeinu says, this is Lo B'Mikre, that he was Meshamish's father so well, and he was so Zaruz Nismitzah, he was a Rosha Gamor. Because he was Din Gamor, and Yitzchak was Midaso Din. That's why it says in Maisa Bereishis, Elokim is Midas HaDin. And therefore Esav, but it's all midas hadin, who befrat was muchan lezeh, he was l'davik l'gamrei ba'aviv, because his father brought him to the world with this midah. So Yaakov, Yitzchak's midas din, Esav's midas din, he comes to the world with din, therefore he has a special shaykhus to his father. And there's no mitzvah that's more mechayiv, the din is more mechayiv than kibbut aveim. That's din, kibbut aveim is din. It's not a nice thing a person's doing by honoring his parents. His parents are everything. Everything. Din. And even like Rabbeinu often does, he darshens his name. What's shot in his name? Dama ben Asino was his name. V'yir kichach ma'emes ramzes soy dadzeh ma'shizkiru dama shem dama ben Asino kiloshem damu loshem chiyuv bakosuv. It's a chiyuv. Kasher ba'loy mashu chayiv, when it's chayiv, it says, demayim bam, ein loy domim. That means that he's chayiv, he has no blood, he's chayiv. Neshkodu shu chayiv la'asas ha'seich ha'm lo'isen ha'isen. And therefore it's called Dama ben Nisina. Shu nimshach ha'char ha'chiyuv. Ve'en os edav ha'rak shu mechuyiv, sh'seich ha'm lo'isen ha'chayiv, ve'en ha'mavat ra'af ha'pachas mishav ha'pruta. That's the Dhamma, Lashon Chiyuv, Dhammi Meimlo, he has no blood, because he's obligated. And Ben Nesina, because the Seichel is Noisei in this Chiyuv, the Seichel gives this Chiyuv. And that's why this Dhamma was Nimshach Achar Kibbut Aveim, because that was his Mahus. His name is his Mahus, as Rabbeinu talks about in so many places. And that's the Midas Oivdei Elilim. They go after the Seichel. Veinu Mevater Dover Kayadua. They go completely after the Oivdei Elilim. Go after the Seichel. As Rabbeinu writes in the Chedushi Agodis. Hadar Shunoise in Seichel Adam. Muchanim Lezeh Agoyim Befrat. Something that's rational, the goyim follow that because they don't have seichel haTorah. They don't have seichel elokim. They have a lower seichel, the this-worldly seichel. And memela, they go after what seichel is b'chayim, and therefore goyim are medaktek al pachas mishava pruta. And a ben noach is nerag al pachas mishava pruta, because gezel ziyotzei men ha-mishpat. Ve'ein nechshav zeh lumas maila, ki ein lam lumas dover zeh mitzad malos, ma'am mitzad p'chisus, she'en ha-rotz in levater. They don't want to be mevater, so it's not a maila, it's p'chisus. Ki midas avidur maila al yona la adam. It's good to be mevater, it says about Eov, he's mevater, m'mon above a basra. Tezayin. So this is midas hadin, midas hamishpat, and therefore the umos zaris in this mitzvah. And it also brings them not to be mevater al gezel pachas mishav bruta, because that's din al pidin after eternity, even though it's much better not to. And he says it's Shaykh Dafkar Ovde Elilim. That's explained what he based on what Rabbeinu says in the Gurari and Dvar and Perakidal at Osalaf, Ovde Shechol Havin Shechem Yisbarach Huechod. Neshu Echad Eim Yidois of Din Gamor. Sheish Lo Racham Yim Vidin. Vim Ayim Yidois of Din Gamor. Eichaz Shom Hashem Yisbarach Noyti Lagamri Vidmida Az Achas. Venu Kol Racham Vidin. Vim Ken Yesh Kan Shnius. Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. And therefore his Mida isn't Din. He has Racham Yim and Din. And if his midas were din, then there would be duality. The kachay adarkim shel balei oivdei avdor dezara shem misgad mitzgodim charovus sheisor mahotzi machshav sheyomer shavod dezara ein bo achtus unoto the din gamor kasher isgodim charovus lasis ben din gamor az yotziu machshavtem lepoal. So avdor dezara is din gamor. That's why they like their swords. Alchar b'chatichya. That's Natsus, that's about the Zara, and that's the sword. Because that's Midas Haddin. Oivde Alilim is Midas Haddin. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kolom bidin virachamim. But if you think that he's only Din Gamor, then there's duality. I don't understand why. That I can't explain why, because I don't understand why. But Akopanim Rabbeinu writes that the Ovde Alilim are noted at Din. And therefore they follow Kibbut Aveim, because the Seichel is Mechayiv Din. The Seichel is Mechayiv, it's Din, it's strict judgment. It's the way it should be. Not doing anyone a favor. It's what has to be. And Rabbeinu goes on, he also darshins, why is he from Ashkelon? Ashkelon is from Shekel. Shekel means to take. Since the Seichel is Noisein, so he takes this. And he says, Nu chalomer ki lo goy echad haya, rak agoy nikra kach al shem yidosoy, sheyesh bo. So this is sort of like a generic name. It's not a goy mesuyim. Goyim are called Dana ben Asim, that's their midah. Why does it say that Idafka lived in Ashkelon? Because, I don't know, this story happened to any goy. Meaning they're trying to say, the story happened to maybe to a specific goy, but they're calling him Dan ben Asina because that's the meat of the goyim. That they follow the Seichel. They follow the Mishpat. And in Ashkelon, since the Seichel is no saint, ben Asina, Ashkelon means to take Shokal. See, Darshan is the name, the place. So we have Mamish Pshat in the Gemara, the difference between the different numbers. Was it 600,000, 800,000? Why Dafka Goy? Why Dafka Paraduma? Because Chok and Mishpat go together. And Vadvarim Meirim Misamchim. So Mitz Hashem, we have had many, many Shirim in the Maral. We have many, many more to come. I want a Dafka. Chai Elul! That at least in the United States it's still Chai Elul. That we should be Zorcha to Mitz Hashem. Learn Mitaris Rabbeinu. And Gomala Mala. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Please stay tuned for more.